Well, just first off, your first impressions of Coach Williams.
Love, work, and trust is what he laid down yesterday in his first meeting. He's really big on those three things. He seems like he's a really good guy. Coming off a really good Sweet 16 run. Really just ready to see what he has in store for us.
Were you able to keep up with what Virginia Tech was doing at all this year, or have you been watching games since you guys?
I didn't watch until we got the news that Coach Kennedy got fired, and then that they were interested in Buzz. So that's when I started watching. So I watched their game prior to Duke and then the Duke game.
As a leader on this team, how imperative is it, I guess, for the rest of the team to buy in? It seems kind of like the leaders need to buy in first, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody just needs to be open to change. Change can be challenging at times. I don't really think it's hard. It's just a big challenge. And I really think everyone needs to have an open mind going into it.
Did Coach Williams talk to you at all about what your role is going to be on the team? I mean, is it going to be near the same, or did you guys get to the X's and O's?
He didn't talk to me about my role. He's been so busy getting in. He just got in yesterday. He met with us. So him just finally getting in and getting settled. So
what do you know about Coach Williams? Sorry, I just got here.
I just know that he came off a really nice Sweet 16 run. He's been here before. That's pretty much all I know about him. But
what was his message to y'all last night when he met with y'all?
Love, work, and trust is what his three values are. He's really big on family. Really just come in ready to work. That's his mentality.
How long did y'all meet for last night?
About an hour and 45 minutes. Yeah, it was a while.
Was it a lot of him talking, or did y'all get a chance to?
It was very interactive. Going both ways.
So he let y'all ask questions.
Oh yeah, we asked a lot of questions towards him. He asked a lot to us.
Were you following kind of the tracker of, you know, we're interested in Coach Williams and that sort of thing that played out?
When we got the news that Coach Kennedy had been fired, and then seeing on Twitter that they were interested in Buzz was when we started following him. Well, this is when I started following him.
What was your reaction once they made the announcement that he officially was the guy and this was the guy you'd be playing for?
Just being open-minded, being open to anything. I don't know him. I didn't know him, and he didn't know me. So, he recruited me, so I didn't know him personally. But just being open-minded, and whatever he has to say, I'm here to listen.
What did it mean to you out there in the middle of his press conference? He took time to recognize Coach Kennedy, the man that you played for.
Oh, it was really, really nice of him to recognize Coach Kennedy. Coach Kennedy's a great guy, a great coach, and yeah.
TJ described that first meeting last night as intense. Would you describe it like that, and how so?
I would just say he set a tone. Started off with saying we had a workout in the morning at 6 o'clock. So we worked out this morning at 6 o'clock, but it was very interactive. He wanted to know a lot about us, and we wanted to know a lot about him. So,
how'd the workout go?
It was really good. It was led by Coach Darby. So that was really, really just getting back to what we're usually doing. He just wanted to watch.
Did that make it a little easier than Coach Darby just sticking around? Please.
Oh, yeah. Coach Darby, that's one person I hope that he really stays.
So what did you want to know about him? You said it was two ways. What did you want to know about him?
I wanted to know what his goals were, which were love, work, and trust, his style of play, because I didn't really watch Virginia Tech until I heard about that we were interested in him. Just what his goals are, what he sees in the team, and just know that he's ready to work.